Fireworks stands have been open for a few days. People are already starting to stock up, I'm quite sure. Let's run through a little bit of what people can buy at fireworks stands and the kinds of things that they shouldn't see at fireworks stands.
Well, the fireworks stands that are licensed or permitted by the division should be selling consumer-grade fireworks. All the fireworks should be marked as consumer fireworks. If they see fireworks that are not marked, or if they're a brown paper or something that says display fireworks, they don't belong in the fireworks stands, and the consumers really shouldn't purchase those.
I think in the past few years, every time I ask about this, the response has been that we really don't see very many bad fireworks or bad actors in this business, do we?
We really don't. You know, it seems like we have a few, you know, off and on over the years, but basically most of the retailers out there are, you know, trying their best to do the job they can do.
How many inspectors do you have to go out and check how many fireworks stands do we have?
Well, we have actually our fireworks stands as of today, we've put out 1,190 permits for seasonal retail stands. We have 15 inspectors that try to get out. In addition to that, we use part of our investigation staff, which is another about 15 people. Plus, we rely on the local jurisdiction inspectors to get out and check those stands to make sure they comply with the laws.
Do we really have very many injuries or very much property damage every year from fireworks?
You know, we see grass fires, some structure fires every year. But the injuries have been, you know, not real significant in the last few years, and that's a good thing. You know, part of that, I think, is the safety message we put out that, you know, you should be careful when you're using fireworks. Consumer fireworks, you know, are meant to be used by adults. We want to keep children away from them. Try to have some control over where we're shooting them. You know, be mindful that, you know, you have neighbors and there are dry conditions. So I think most of our citizens are pretty good about that.
What's the most common injury that happens with a firework at this time of year?
You know, the ones I generally see are burns to the hands or the feet. You know, someone will walk on a hot firework or hold a firework in their hand, which they should never do. Those kind of injuries are the ones we generally see.
When you talk about burns on hands or feet, I guess that raises the question of sparklers, because even they're very hot to begin with, and then they stay hot when they're down on the ground if somebody just drops them.
Right. Something like a sparkler can be very hazardous if not used properly. You know, and of course, we always want people to be supervising children when they're using sparklers, so they do burn very hot.
And the standard firework cracker, I had what is it, 3/4-inch firecrackers? Is that the standard one?
Yes. There are, you know, we see the little ones and then the ladyfingers, then the bigger standard firecrackers.
Yeah, I had one of the bigger standard firecrackers when I was a kid go off on my fingers one time, and that smarted. That hurt.
Yeah, you know, the other problem you have with that is, you know, holding them in your hand, generally they're close to your face, and you have the potential for an eye injury or a hearing injury, too.
I suppose one of the best pieces of advice for anybody is, if you really want to enjoy fireworks, go to one of your community fireworks festivals or something, and that's the best way to go about this business.
You know, I find that's still the safest and most enjoyable way for me to enjoy fireworks. You know, you get to see all sorts of different colors and types of fireworks. And then also you get to be part of the crowd. You know, the oohs and the ahs that come from seeing the fireworks displays are part of the experience. You can bring your whole family, sit back, and enjoy an evening of watching, you know, fireworks. It's actually, you know, that 4th of July, that's what it's all about.
How big a problem are bottle rockets?
You know, we see bottle rockets usually involved in incidents, you know, where we'll have grass fires and that sort of thing. Again, I think bottle rockets, you know, just the mere fact there's so many of them out there probably get blamed for a lot of things. But it's like anything else. Fireworks that are used properly, you know, are not the huge problem. It's when you start using them improperly, it becomes the issue.
There, I remember when I was a kid once, I held a Roman candle and I tried to shoot a mailbox with the thing. How dangerous was that to do that?
Oh, you never hold a firework in your hand. You know, and actually that's one of the things you'll see on the fireworks. Do not hold in hand. Don't put your head over one. Don't, you know, no face. Make sure people are clear back away from them. You know, loose clothing, long hair, all those things can result in a potential for an injury. So we want to make sure that, you know, you be as safe as you can while you're enjoying fireworks.
I have a friend who makes his own fireworks. I mean, this is not the real, real, real dangerous stuff like we've had some incidents about recently, but he makes his own fireworks, and on the 4th of July, he lives on a farm, so they go out in the backyard of the farm, and they set off some fireworks. Do we have very many folks in Missouri who are hobby fireworks makers, and do you folks keep an eye on them, too?
Actually, we don't have a provision to allow for hobbyist manufacturers, so we don't permit any of those in the state.
So I shouldn't really be telling you that, should I?
Well, we would certainly hope that everyone uses commercially manufactured fireworks. You know, quality control is always the issue, and you would certainly want to buy good quality fireworks if you're going to shoot them off. You know, it's just go to a good retailer, make sure they're permitted, look at the conditions, and buy, you know, fireworks that look like they're clean and new and the best you can possibly get, the best quality you can possibly get.
Now, we have had a couple of pretty bad incidents. I'm thinking of one in Kansas City in particular when somebody was apparently brewing up some illegal fireworks in the basement of their house. You guys don't get in on something like that unless something goes terribly wrong very often, do you?
We do investigations of people that are manufacturing illegal explosives. But, you know, to comment on an ongoing investigation in this case specifically, you know, we wouldn't do that.
So this is still an ongoing, it's been a couple of weeks, I guess, now, and I'd kind of lost track of where things were. But this is just still lingering.
Yeah.
I'll let that go. So the fireworks stands can stay open for, what, 10 days after the 4th of July?
Yes, the season runs from June 20th through July 10th. You know, we'll see a lot of stands start to shut down after July 5th, but there will be several still open, and they are legal to purchase until the 10th. If the local jurisdiction doesn't limit it, though, you know, that is the state law, but local jurisdictions can lay out how long the selling season within their city limits would be.
Is it a very profitable thing? Is there a pretty good markup on fireworks?
Yeah, I really don't know anymore. I know at one time I was told it's pretty profitable, but I know a lot of community groups do it for fundraisers, so you know I would have to think there is some profit in it. I guess it all depends upon, you know, the location and the ability to sell your product, like most things. But I really don't know what the profitability is of it.
My son, when he was in high school, I think, he and a buddy of his went out and bought a whole bunch of fireworks after the 4th of July when the prices were really down. And we ended up with a box of the things in his closet, which I guess is fairly dangerous. If you still have some fireworks left over and you don't want to drown them in a bucket of water, how's the best way to keep them?
Yeah, you know, the thing is that I would certainly just, you could turn them into your local fire department if you want to get rid of them. You know, I certainly wouldn't recommend storing them in your home. You know, the problem you have with storing any firework is after a time they can be humid, they can get wet, they can deteriorate. And then the other problem is what happens if someone finds them, a small child or someone that doesn't understand how to use them. I'm not sure that storing fireworks like that is really a good idea, and I would certainly caution anyone from never storing them in your home.
Now, am I right? Do we have a second fireworks season around New Year's and Christmas?
We do, actually. Yes, we have one that runs the end of December through the first part of January, that it is legal to purchase fireworks during that season.
I don't think I ever see very many tents or anything like that about that time of year, so it's a pretty small business, isn't it?
I think most of those sales are probably out of our jobber locations, the permanent stands that you see.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a small number of folks. They must get around to, you know, let's see, what do they get around to? About 60 or 70 stands each person?
You know, we try to hit as many as we can every year. It just really depends upon, you know, what the workload looks like. And we're pretty good about, you know, making sure that if our people drive past one, that they stop and check on it. There's some stands that probably get checked multiple times throughout the year because they're in an area that gets passed by several of our people. But we work hard to try to get out and try to hit a lot of those stands. And in particular, we look at the ones that are new, you know, maybe a new permit that we've not seen before, so we can make sure they understand the rules and what they have to do to keep their stand in good condition.
I was going to ask if you have regulations on firework stands. What do people do to, I guess, if nothing else, control the heat within their tent or their building or whatever? I would think that would be the biggest hurdle.
Yeah, on our website, we actually have a set of rules and regulations that we use, as well as some guidelines for fireworks, for seasonal retail of fireworks. That's what everyone falls back to and what we use for our inspection standard.
Okay. All righty. Well, I wanted to do something about fireworks with you, and I appreciate your time. Anything else that
Sure.
you folks are talking about these days that you want to get the word out to the public on? I don't think we've had quite brush fire weather too much for the last few weeks, have we?
No, I think the rain has helped us out quite a bit, you know, but with fireworks and anything else, you know, a few days of dry, warm weather and we could have conditions favorable for brush fires again. So,
yeah.
what I would caution everybody is, enjoy the 4th of July and spend a lot of time with family and enjoy the food and the fun and try to make it a holiday that you'll remember for a good reason, not for a bad one.
It never hurts to keep a hose hooked up around fireworks.
You keep a water source around all the time and, again, just close supervision. It doesn't take long for you to lose track of somebody and, end up with someone injured. So we certainly want to make sure we're keeping track of the young ones in particular.
Does your office, the Highway Patrol over 4th of July or any major holiday pretty much puts everybody out on the road for at least 1 or 2 days. Do you and everybody in the office get out at some time during the 4th of July season for inspections?
We do. Yeah, actually we do. We make all of our people available to go out and especially around the 4th of July, we'll have a lot of public displays and fireworks stands and all of our personnel are out there checking on things and responding to stuff. And I even stop at Sands when I'm out driving around this time of the year just to check to make sure they have the proper permits. So everybody pitches in, and we try to do the best we can.
Are you in uniform when you do this?
It just depends. There some days when I'm going to a meeting in uniform and I'm in uniform. There's some days when I'm in a suit and tie with my logo pin on. So, yeah, most of our guys that get out and do the stands are in uniform. We like for the stand people to know it. We also like the consumers to see that we're in there doing that too. But, yeah, I try to stop as much as I can and check on them.